Okay. After messing up take one with lots of comments about ridiculous music stuff, we have since determined Robert and I kind of like some of the same stuff, but really don't like same music at all. Fish and Frank here, Robert in the chair across from me, and this is the Fishing Report, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, and that's, by God, what we're going to do.
Sounds perfect to me.
No screwing around there, Robert.
No.
To the Fishing Report.
All right. Where are we going to start at? Up the river? It usually is a good place.
How about in the Pacific? What's okay. going on in the Pacific right now?
In the Pacific right now? Rooster fish? That much I know.
Did you catch anything besides rooster fish while you were there?
That rooster? Well, yeah, I caught that big leather jacket, a big skipjack.
Yeah, because, I mean, you were... Did you just take one charter out or two?
Just
or?
The one. The guy was busy the 2 days out of the three. And he had other family plans on the third day. So it kind of was a drag.
So needless to say, Robert did go to Costa Rica and he did go hunting for venomous stuff that can kill and bite and maim you and the stuff, all the stuff he likes. And but you did get to go out and catch some rooster fish.
Yeah. Yeah. The girlfriend caught her first one. And it was pretty epic watching her do it. And then I got to catch one. It was an awesome day. And the bait was a trip because we used lookdowns. You know, the moonfish.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, 7-8 inches.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he said that's his preferred bait because he said if he uses thread fins, he'll usually just catch peanuts. Occasionally you catch a bigger one over 10 pounds. But he said they're, you know, basically a Jack Crevel.
So
if you use lookdowns, you get usually 20-plus pound fish.
It's like snook fishing. If you use a live ladyfish, you catch a big snook. If you throw a white bait, you catch a little snook most.
Right. Okay. Yeah. He said we're fishing for less bites, but it's definitely a lot better fish. And he was right. It was pretty awesome, though.
All right. Peace River system.
Peace River. There's a bunch of juvenile tarpon up there. The river's been flowing a little bit, and then it slowed down, but we've gotten rain the last couple days, so it's probably coming back up.
Well, I just went on fishandfranks.com, clicked the weather and tides button, and waiting for it to come up. Microsoft is not as bad as some of them. And the little brown button for the Peace River. Come on. There we go. All right. We have... 810 cubic feet per second, so it went way down. It was at almost 7.5 foot last week, and now it's down to 3.5. So, you know, it's not a lot of brown water coming to the harbor, but there was.
Right.
We've had a light brown stain in the harbor, which means pink lures, boys and girls, pink lures.
Pink lures, and what's the other one? The electric chicken, pink and chartreuse.
Yeah, it's really weird when you're out fishing, and right now at this time of year, you want to have something with pink on it. I use a lot of rainbow trout color lures because they got pink in them, or just anything hot pink. I mean, pink and white, pink and whatever, but as soon as a harbor gets a light stain, a brown stain, drag out your pink, you'll catch a lot more fish. I mean, you feel a little sissy doing it, but, you know, you're, it's okay, well, I'm going to go fish in my pink lure, and then big fish, pink lure, big fish.
You know? Yep, I'll take that. So,
all right. You said lots of tarpon up there.
Yeah,
what else?
A lot of juvenile tarpon, even a few adult tarpon, hearing of a handful of bigger snook, especially up towards Arcadia, and then the smaller snook and tarpon have been over by the Shell Creek Dam. That's about all I've heard so far for reports.
All right. I-75?
A lot of juvenile tarpon there. They've been there all mornings. One guy's been doing really, really good on... And they're a little bit bigger than juveniles. There's some 10-pounders, but he said there's been some 50 and 60-pounders. And then a few black drum. He hasn't been fishing for them, but his buddy has, and he's been doing all right on the black drum. Oh, it's not bad. He was throwing the, what's the Strike King with the ribbed body?
Oh, the Rage Tail. Rage Swimmer.
Rage Swimmer. That's what he's been throwing. He bought like three of them day before yesterday.
It's funny. We went ahead and we were doing that show with Strike King there, and that turned out to be just a huge bait ever since then, because once we found out it caught all those fish, and now everybody else is finding out it catches all those fish. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Plus, it's always great to find a good crossover bait that you can throw for bass and then go throw for snook and redfish.
Right. Okay, we got 41 Bridge.
41 Bridge has got some tarpon in the mornings and at night. And then there's been some snook at night down there. And a couple guys have been getting some small bull sharks and an occasional black tip and some very large black drum. You know, like 30 to 50 pound black drum. I guess they've been mostly in the center part of the channel around the bunks, but they have been catching them at other spots up and down the whole thing. It's kind of a nice little report from that one guy day before yesterday on that.
Yeah, I've had several people going to Lashley Park, which is what we're going to right now, and it's been about sharks.
Yeah, black tips and bull sharks.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard about the black tips, but I assume since the bull sharks are being caught there at the 41 Bridge, there was probably a mixture of both. There has been a few mangrove snapper and a couple trout even being caught there. Guy said the mangrove snapper have been kind of like right at the ramp where it starts to go down to the lower section of the pier. That's where he's been catching some 11 to 12 inch fish. He's catching them on silver sides. So the tide doesn't seem to matter, both in going and outgoing. He's catching them on both.
Okay, Bayshore Pier.
Haven't heard a word there, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I think a lot of people still think part of it's closed, or it's closed, other than, you know, you still got the one you can walk to it a little ways, but big deal.
Maybe I didn't do anything with that. Oh, jeez. Good thing I looked. Putting the wrong date on these.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Yeah, well.
Keep people on their toes somehow or another.
Yeah. You have anything interesting to talk about? I'll go back and change it later. All right, yeah. Bayshore Pier was nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. And Port Charlotte Canals.
Port Charlotte Canals got a lot of black drum in them. Quite a few small tarpon and jacks. And then I've been hearing of some pretty decent sized snook over there in the Countryman waterway over there off of O'Hare. And probably want to mention somewhere on there about the beach complex being closed for the next 2 weeks. At least the boat ramp part of it. Probably the whole thing from what I gather while they're doing their construction down there.
Okay. Elgevine Pier.
A lot of snook at night. Lots of tarpon in the morning. There's been a lot of juveniles right next to the bridge in the mornings and through the night, but then there's been some really large tarpon hanging out just on the both sides of the river, you know, harbor side and on the upriver side of it. And those guys are like 60 to 150 pounds, the guy was saying. He came way undergunned. He came to fish for the little guys and saw some fish roll a couple hundred yards out, and he got railed.
You hearing that?
That was my phone on vibrate.
Oh, okay. Did you need to answer it?
Nope.
Okay. Micah River area?
Tarpon all the way down to the mouth of the harbor. Some big snook over in Tippecanoe and up in the Myakka Cutoff. And then one guy said he skipped some pompano just below Cattle Dock Point when he was coming out of Cattle Dock and started to run down the west wall. They said he wasn't but 100 yards south of the Cattle Dock Point when he skipped them.
Okay. South Cove Cove?
Nothing.
The West Wall? West Wall. We're asking about the West Wall. I've had complaints that I don't say the name of where we're talking about well enough.
Really? Okay.
We get complaints about everything.
Yeah. So. There's been pompano up and down the West Wall. on the on top of the bar, on top of the flat there. There's been some nice snook down on the southern part of it, and then a handful of sharks on the outside edge of the bar. Black tips, bulls, bonnet heads, kind of the mixed gamut. Haven't heard of any redfish or trout over there at all. A lot of people asking about redfish because of that Charlotte High tournament this weekend, and they're all scrambling. We got to be around here somewhere. Carl went looking for him the other day and struggled to find a few, but he couldn't find the one big school that he was looking for that he heard about from his buddy.
Oh yeah, the trout aspect of that.
What's that?
Trout aspect of the thing or the snook?
The redfish.
Yeah. One of the things people are having a hard time with is being able to figure out what to do with the redfish, because they have all these tournaments with redfish, and you know, the redfish are scattered from heck to breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so used to them being there every year. And then we had 2 years of little red tides, and then a year last year with no red tide in the harbor.
Right.
So they had red tide in Boca and all that, but we didn't have any in the harbor, so we got a lot of small redfish. So next year, if we don't get, you know, crushed this year, we'll have a lot of redfish.
Yeah.
Okay. Cape Hayes?
Cape Hayes got some pompano, a lot of small sharks, been a few Spanish mackerel and a couple of bluefish being caught down there. And then up against the bushes there, right at the between Muddy Bay and Turtle Bay, there's been some snook cruising through there. And they've been fairly sizable fish, but they're moving around a lot.
Let's see, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
A lot of snook. And then there's been quite a few tarpon, a lot of juvenile tarpon in the back end of Turtle Bay. Going from the shack all the way over through the cut going into Bull Bay. And then I've been hearing of some small nurse sharks swimming around in there, with a few bigger bull sharks cruising around in Bull Bay too. Guys are just seeing them. Nobody's really been fishing for them. They're just commenting about seeing quite a few fish, you know, shark-wise swimming around through there.
Okay. Cape Hayes, Danger Reef.
Just small sharks and some bigger sharks, all I've heard about. That whole area in between both reefs. Bulls, lemons, nurse, bonnet heads, black tips. Kind of the whole mixed gamut.
Okay. And Gasparilla Sound in the tailing flats?
A lot of snook. Whole lot of snook. There's been some Spanish mackerel and some ladyfish in the deeper water out there in that 4 to 6 feet of water out on those grass flats. But the snook are scattered all along the shorelines and around the little islands and stuff. A few small, tiny, tiny trout. My cousin was telling me that he saw one of the biggest snook he's ever seen. He gets pretty excited about big snook, but he said this one was, he said it was probably 50 inches. He said it was one of the biggest snook he's ever seen. And he was within 8 feet of it, he said, right off the bow of his boat, just drifting along right there between Catfish and Whiddon.
Wow. All right, Placida Pier, Little Gasparilla Pass.
The mangrove snapper bite's been pretty decent. Been a couple of pompano being caught on the old broken down part of it from guys with boats. And then the snook at night have been there. And then there's been a couple of bull reds in addition to that that guys have been catching. While shark fishing out there.
Bull redfish?
Yeah, big bulls, like 36, 40 inches. Not many, but enough worth mentioning as bycatch while they were shark fishing. Eating their chunks of mullet and their ladyfish. It's one of the few redfish reports I've gotten. I've got a couple more coming, but it's one of the first ones.
Yeah, sorry, my fingers are not cooperating. And
I don't know why you're not tired or anything.
thing is, I keep moving the cursor where it's supposed to go, and
not working right, huh?
No, I keep jumping spaces and going around. Go back and dip into my moonshine, get my hands to stop shaking so much. Alright, Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay, honestly, I don't have any reports from up there until we get to the beach. I haven't gotten anything.
Alright. Englewood Pier?
A lot of snook and some juvenile tarpon at night. And then during the daytime, there has been some small sharks and a couple whiting and mangrove snapper. The mangrove snapper have been pretty decent, 13 and 14 inches, according to the guy with his son.
Yeah, the guy was asking me, are they going to start migrating? I said, they've either going to or started.
Yeah.
You know, we've had too many reports of 14-inch mangrove snappers for them not to be moving to the Gulf.
Yeah, they're so. Well, this is the time of year, July and August on the full moon is when snapper all over the world kind of congregate in big schools and breed.
All right, Venice jetties?
Lot of snook. A lot of guys catching some big snook at night and in the early mornings. There has been a couple of tarpon being hooked in there at night also. And then during the day, a handful of decent-sized mangrove snapper and an occasional Spanish mackerel and ladyfish. And those guys have been using mostly shrimp fishing for all the other stuff, but the snook and the tarpon, they're catching them on bucktails, the spooltecs. Both those have been going real good. Had one kid buy several sprows, and he said he's been catching more on the sprows than he was the flare hawks compared to the other couple kids.
And a lot of it, too, is if you... They're both good.
They're both incredible. It's personal preference.
The hawk jigs and the flare hawks and the sprows is, you know, just a straight out bucktail, and it's hard to beat that.
Something old is new.
All right, Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf of Mexico. Geez, where do you start there? That's what everybody's been doing. Red snapper, anywhere from 145 feet to 170 feet, so roughly 55 miles to 70 miles out has been ideal, unless you're going to run out to 90 to 100 miles, and then they get into some more again. But that 90-mile mark where a lot of guys have been going, having to turn around and come back into shallower water, along with some big red grouper, a handful of gag grouper, and then there's been, depending on which guy you talk to, they've been getting some really nice scamps also. And if you don't feel like running out that far, you know, you got that 25 to 30 mile mark, you know, 85 to 100 feet of water, basically. They're getting some big yellowtail snapper and mangrove snapper. A couple of red grouper, a couple of gag grouper, but those have been more scattered. And still getting some mixed reports of some king mackerel out there at that distance. Not great numbers, but better fish. 25 to 30 pounds. And then if you want to come in closer, smaller grunts, porgies, lanes, and then some permit up to 10 miles out. So everyone's been pretty much hitting the Gulf this past 2 weeks, basically, because the weather's been superb. You know, what you were telling me and everyone else reinforcing that. I mean, guys are saying that you could almost water ski on several of those days 60 miles offshore.
Yeah, they were seeing flats boats out 40, 50 miles out there, guys with little flats boats, you know, catching American red snapper.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good for them, but I'd rather be on the bigger boat and sit back and watch that.
Boca Grande Pass.
A lot of tarpon in it. The tarpon are the main thing, and then at night, the guys that are beach fishing for some of the sharks and stuff have been catching a couple of big bull reds and some pretty decent-sized snook. And then some of the guys are just throwing chunks of stuff out there and catching the snook and the big bull reds on the dead bait right on the bottom, just messing around.
Okay. And Captiva Pass?
Still some tarpon down there, and then getting some decent reports of some bigger sharks, a few bigger bull sharks and lemon sharks being caught just on the inside of the pass, and then some black nose and sharp nose and black tips just on the outside of the pass. Surprisingly, I haven't heard much of snook or redfish down there, but I would think that there might be. If they're catching them pretty good at Boca, they should be in that pass. Under normal situations, they are. Be worth peeking at while you're down there if you're looking for anything
Red
like that.
Redfish pass?
Got nothing.
Okay. 17th Street?
Nothing.
Middle Beach?
Middle Beach has got a lot of snook on it. Been some blue runners, some small to medium sized jacks, a couple of whiting, and the one guy said that he hooked one pompano but saw several. He was going to go back out there, I think today actually, to try to get them, because he came in to buy more pink pompano jigs.
Okay. Any other beach things we should go over? Venice?
Nope.
Okay. Punarasa, Sanibel?
Punarasa, Sanibel. Sanibel Causeway has got a lot of snook and tarpon at night on it. And good sized tarpon, 100 pounders. There's also been right there around Punarasa on those docks are starting to load up with some snook. And then I've had a few reports of some guys getting into some pompano down there and skipping quite a few pompano around the St. James City area.
Okay, and anything Cape Coral?
No, got nothing.
Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey, the pier itself, they've been getting some mangrove snapper off of it. Not great numbers, but better quality fish, snook. And then a couple guys have been seeing some tarpon both north and south of it, just fishing the channel. None of them were big, they said, but they saw quite a few smaller guys.
All right. Some of the best redfish reports I've had have been just north and south of there.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot to ask Dee about it yesterday. Day before yesterday when she was in. I meant to ask her about how the fishing's been down there, but I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. Pine Island Sound.
A lot of snook all along the bushes and the shoreline, along with some pretty decent tarpon on the outer edge along the ICW, in that 6 to 10 feet of water range, and quite an assortment of sharks with the occasional Spanish mackerel. And one guy had the Senate, the small barracuda. He said he saw a couple and actually hooked one, which is always cool to hear about those once in a while because they seem to go in little spurts. I forget how to spell it though. I think it starts with a C, I know that.
I thought it started with an S.
The SC maybe?
Could be.
Yeah, I don't remember. So we
Jug
need Josh for
Ocelia.
I got nothing.
Remember a few years ago that was just all about there?
Yeah.
Alright, Burnt Store, Two Pines?
I think it still is. People are just focused on the bait part of it and then going away. Forgot about how good it used to be.
Burnt Store, Two Pines?
Burnt Store's got a bunch of snook on it. One customer was in here the other day. He was with a pretty well-known guide down there and said fishing was terrible for 4 hours and came back to those two islands and he caught a 36 and a 39 inch snook and that was it. But he said they were really big snook, so it made the whole day of not catching much well worth it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Go right past the fish to come back to catch the fish.
All right. East Side.
East Side's got a few snook on it. A lot of tarpon starting to move around on the outside of the bar over there, along with a couple of cobia and some small sharks. I haven't heard much on the inside of it. I don't know if you've heard much or not.
No, I'm a little busy.
Yeah.
Okay, Alligator Creek.
Alligator Creek has got a few snapper, a few Spanish mackerel, and a few cobia. The Spanish mackerel are very, very few and far between, but they're better quality ones, you know, 18 to 21 inches. And then there's been a couple of sharks if you fish on the outside edge, especially down more towards the halfway point towards the south.
Okay. Ponce de Leon.
I got nothing there the last couple of days. I'm sure they're doing good, but I just haven't heard anything.
PGI canals?
Still some big jacks in there, a lot of juvenile tarpon, but the black drum have been what everyone's talking about in there. Schools of black drum. You were talking about what the bigger redfish had been mixed in with them. You know, so it's definitely a black drum theme going on there in PGI, without a doubt. That one couple you're talking to the other day, that's going to be fun when they come back in and say, man, we finally got to hear those things thump in the house. Because I don't think they believed you with how loud it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, some people just look at you like, yeah, this sounds a little bit much like a fish story.
Yeah.
The guy kind of had that look. The wife wasn't sure, but the guy kind of had that look of, yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. I was telling people that he said, 100 to 300 big black drum bunched up in the end of his canal. And I said, they're awesome to see. And I said, until they start doing the mating calls. And then they start going, they make these weird noises, and it reverberates through the water, through the concrete, through the dirt. And if you have any pipes going back up, like to the seawall, like
irrigation,
water pipes, irrigation pipes, it starts vibrating the whole house. And people say they can't even hear the TV. I mean, it gets so loud, people actually go on vacation once they start hearing the black drum.
Right.
How do we get rid of them? How do we get rid of them? Really?
Why do you want to do that?
You moved into the canal. It's like, we've had so many of these jerks lately that are buying property next to city parks, county parks, where people go to, you know, play and have fun with the kids and all that. Yeah, you know, it's a park, you know. People are supposed to go there and have a good time, and they move in, and then they complain because people are in the park. They want to buy the house and have this beautiful front lawn, but they don't want anybody in it.
Right.
You know, and it's a massive front lawn that somebody else mows and takes care of, but heaven forbid somebody should go in it. It's like these idiots who buy a house next to the school and complain that the kids are making too much noise.
Right. I got school buses going by my house too fast, too loud.
What? Gee, many crickets. I mean, get a life, or, you know, think of the theme of MASH. This would be a good option for you. I won't say it out loud, but just think of the theme to MASH. We wouldn't mind. Okay. Gilcrest Pier.
Oh, geez, I haven't thought about that in forever. That's funny. Gilcrest Pier, I heard of a couple sharks being caught off of it.
Who would have ever thought Gilcrest would be doing them better than Bayshore?
Right.
Never in 50 years would I have thought that, but right now you're going to catch more fish at Gilcrest than you would at Bayshore.
Yeah.
I never would have believed it.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that either.
All right, Alligator Creek Reef.
Alligator Creek Reef, been the, a few Spanish mackerel and the mangrove snapper. Not very many mangrove snapper, but once again, bigger mangrove snapper. Guy was seeing a bunch of spade fish out there, but I don't know anyone who's catching any over there.
I don't think they fish for them, right?
I was explaining to him how to do it, and he said he was using peeled shrimp the way he used to do it in the Carolinas.
Yeah, small hook, peeled shrimp meat, just drift it down or put it under a bobber.
Yeah.
But as soon as you put a sinker on, it goes too fast for him.
Yeah. No, he seemed like he knew what he was doing, because he said he used to target them all the time in the Carolinas because they're great eating.
Mm-hmm.
But he said
a lot of work for the meat you get, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of meat on those things.
No.
Deep holes in the harbor.
Tarpon. Tarpon have started to move in really good since this past weekend, along with quite a few small sharks, even a few bigger sharks as bycatch. And then there has been the occasional Spanish mackerel coming through, and plenty of sail cats to mess with also, in case you're really stretching to do something, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, they bend a rod and have a blast. Christina the other night hooked one on an artificial, and then she got drilled by it.
Oh, she got stuck by it?
Oh, yeah, it hammered her pretty good. Swelled up for the night, but it was fine the next morning, but it skewered her. I was like, oh, jeez.
That's the only problem. I was explaining a couple, I forget where they were from, but far north, and he was a big catfish fisherman. I said, oh, you're going to love the ones down here. They really fight. Excellent, you know, fighting fish. I said, they actually eat pretty good, but you flay them, don't skin them. I said, but handle them like they're made with razor blades and don't kick a catfish.
Nope.
He's like, you know, these blah, 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 I can handle catfish. I said, bud, these are saltwater cats, not freshwater cats.
Totally
I said,
different.
You know, I explained to him how to handle the sharks. I said, the sharks are easy to handle. The catfish are the ones that are dangerous. Forget mm-hmm. the sharks. They're easy. They're either too big to handle and you cut them loose, or you grab them by the head and simple, easy, no big deal, no fuss, no muss. I said, but with the catfish, I don't care who you are, you treat them like they're going to explode. You know, never kick a catfish. You'll end up hanging off your shoe. It'll go right through your shoe and your foot will be pinned in there. Yeah. So. All right, fresh water.
And she was being careful because she has the catfish gripper. She just said she was just starting to reach for him, and he spazzed out and came up and hit her where she was holding the gripper at. I was like, oh, because she is really careful about it.
You got to wait for the belly to come to you.
Well,
grab him by the belly.
Fresh water has been great. A lot of guys buying, you know, all sorts of every hodgepodge of plastic we got, including a couple of those spinner baits and frogs. The Strike King stuff's been doing really good. I mean, they're kind of all over the map with the artificial stuff these last couple of days, you know. So I'd say the bass fishing's doing pretty good with the rain we've been having. Fish the spill dams and the culvert pipes.
Well, you know what was really funny is over the last couple of weeks while you were gone that last week, we sold a ton of lizards.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really? I mean, that's usually a mating thing and a bedding thing.
Right, when they're bedding, yeah.
I was just shocked, but we went through all the lizards we had. I had to get more.
That is a little odd for this time of year.
I mean, worms are great right now.
Mm-hmm.
Frogs, you know, all the creature baits and stuff like that. But it's been crazy.
It's bizarre.
Tilapia hitting.
Tilapia are doing good?
Yeah, and some Mayans. The Mayan bite has really slowed down a little bit.
Yeah,
I haven't heard anything about bluegills or anything lately.
No. No. Just before I left, I had one good report, and that was it. I think this is probably the quietest bluegill winter / spring, early summer that I've ever can remember.
Oh, I'm going to disagree, because we had a really good bite on the bluegills for about a month or two there.
But it was good, but we weren't hearing a ton of reports, but the ones we were hearing were extravagant. But usually it's like every year you get like that May, late April, early May, when they go into spawn, and you got guys that are talking about all the canals and going up to Shell Creek and going up to Manatee and going all over the place and having just a banner time, and never heard that this year.
All right. Let's see. Red dots for the tarpon.
Boca Grande Pass, the 20-foot holes, and I'm gonna probably say the beaches too, because that's better than the white dots.
You want yellow dots there?
Yellow dots, there you go. Cause that's been starting to pick up a little bit from what I've been hearing, pretty good.
Yeah, mostly north from what I've heard, and then down around Knapp's Point.
Knapp's Point is finally starting to light up.
Yeah, the Ponderosa Bridge. Anywhere else?
The Sanibel.
Oh, the Mayaca River?
Mayaca River.
Red or yellow?
I'd go yellow. And then towards Placida Trestle, and then down the ICW Pine Island.
Anything for white dots?
Say the Upper Peace River there. 75 bridge up to, you know, above the Navigator.
How about along the east side?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's probably a good bet because there has been enough reports on them.
Anything going on the hill?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing that I've heard of.
All right, night fishing.
Sanibel, 41, El Jobin, and the Tom Adams. Pretty much all of them. Oh, and Venice Inlet up there at the jetties.
Okay, almost there.
Yeah, Venice Jetty's up there quite a ways.
Yeah, I got it. Alright, that it?
That's it.
Okay. So, anything to wrap it up with?
Geez, where do we go with it? I mean, there's so much going on out there. It's been blooming hot, so I mean, I think the most important thing, because I've had several guys talk about the headaches that they're getting while out there fishing, literally, and there's a lot of guys getting dehydrated, so I think with as warm as it is, drink more fluids and keep drinking. Even if you think you've drank enough, you still haven't drank enough.
Basically, just keep sipping on the water all day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get stupid with it, and one of the worst things you can do is actually chug bottles of water.
Yeah.
Just sip a little bit, sip a little bit, sip a little bit, and all of a sudden you'll be fine.
Yep.
The problem where you get in with people is they start wanting to chug bottles of water, and they don't drink, and chug a bottle of water. That's a lot of, doing a lot of damage to yourself.
Right.
So just sip on the water all day, and you'll be in good shape, and nothing bad will happen.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't have to go nuts drinking water, but you do have to drink it. You evaporate about a quart an hour on the boat. So
it's pretty significant.
It is pretty significant, but you can easily sip that much in.
Yeah.
So anyway, outside of that, I was trying to think of what else we could do or say or
enjoy the beautiful weather and take advantage of the snapper season that we got going on. If you got friends that got a big enough boat and are running offshore and invite you, do it.
Yeah, if somebody's inviting you to run way outside, now is the time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about those 40-inch fish that one of the captains have been catching, a couple customers catch them in the 30-inch range. I mean, there's been some quality red snapper being caught along with the scamps and the red grouper and gag grouper. It's been pretty good. And then even some of the little stuff, you know, some of the smaller dolphin that have been swimming around and
other mahi out there right now.
Yeah, we forgot to even mention that earlier, but I mean, there's just a good mixture of fish out there, so take advantage of it while you can. You know, it's only a 30-day season or 40-day season, something like that. You know, enjoy it, and the weather's been superb. It's been perfect for it. You got flats boats running out there 40, 50 miles, that tells you something. You know?
Yeah. Tells me somebody's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, Fishing Frank here, Robert and Chair across from me. Just an exciting Friday night, just tired, beat up, but trying to stay up on the fishing reports. So, during the day, man. Yeah. A lot of water cleanup, Robert. Robert's in the warehouse trying to clean all the flooding out of the warehouse, and Terry and Cliff and Jeff and everybody was cleaning up all the water in the store, so I got a lot of repair work to do.
It was a good deluge.
Yeah, a lot of flooding to fix.
That was a genuine frog choker.
So, anyway, didn't see any frogs choke, but saw a lot of water in the stores. So, anyway, we're done cleaning the water up, and everything's good again, so I guess we will catch you on the next fishing report. Bye, boys and girls. Say goodbye, Robert.
Bye, Robert.